Let us sing 334 on hymn books, Like a River Glorious. Hear how you would put peace and rest into three notes, because both of them were two syllables. This morning we learned ping an and an shi, right?
An
shi. Zi, or whatever. Now that's, is that Cantonese? And I hear zi and shi, but I'm not sure. So anyway, it's peace and rest, right? But you just said peace, right? Anyway, I like that. Do that again, please. I'll listen more closely. Okay.
Every joy or trial falleth
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 It's a great testimony.
Pastures green, he led us.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verses of the 11th chapter of Matthew are pretty precious to me. When I'm asked, I'm not asked too often, but if I'm asked, what do you like best? What's your favorite text? Well, for years I've answered Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30. We sang something of that in this last song, where Jesus said to his disciples, "Take my yoke upon you." That's the yoke of the disciple, the yoke of the learner, one who subjects himself to his master's discipline, wants to learn about him and be like him. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He lifted the heavy burden of sin and he gave us rest. When we first came to the cross, that burden rolled away, and what joy filled our hearts when that burden rolled away. I remember when my burdens rolled away, we sing, and I'm so happy, and here's the reason why Jesus took my burden all away. Once my heart was heavy with the load of sin, but Jesus took that load and gave me peace within my heart, and now I'm singing. As the days go by, Jesus took my burdens all away. But then he said, I have something I want to place upon you. And this is wonderful too. And just as wonderful, isn't it? Some might say more wonderful. But you have to start in order to get to to this point. And so he says, take my yoke. I want you to come and be under my teaching. Love my word. Love my call. Respond to it. Open your heart wide to my working. I want to give you something. A yoke and a burden. But this is a different burden. An easy yoke and a light burden that brings rest to our souls and works in us likeness to our Master. There's a discipline about it. Hearing his words and doing them. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But oh, how wonderful to come under that yoke, or into that yoke, and under that burden, the easy yoke and the light burden, the way that has been provided for us to go, the way that leads to life. Freedom in Jesus, you sang this morning so beautifully. Glorious freedom. Wonderful freedom. Jesus, my Redeemer. Jesus, my Lord, my King, my Master. And think of it. Our Lord's favorite grace is meekness and lowliness of heart. He'll share with us and he'll bring us into that peace. Isn't that a nice thing? You don't have to have your way all the time, and you don't have to be in charge. You can let him rule and reign and take over and lead the way. How could you ever figure it out? What a burden that would be. But if he leads the way, it's blessedness. It's peace. It's light. It's love. It's joy. Praise the Lord. And so I'm thankful. I have so much to be thankful for today. Outward blessings and inward. What a beautiful day the Lord gave us today. And we're so thankful to him for the beauty of this day and the beauty of everything that we see around us in nature. And then the beauty of his presence, the glory of his presence, the beauty of being together in fellowship here and loving one another and growing together. How thankful we are. I hope that Brother Ed is willing to at least come and give us a hello of some sort this long. I don't know. It's great to have you. Brother Ed comes to us from Michigan, but really from South Africa. So it's been a long trip. Mm-hmm. And we rejoice to have you and Sister Barbara with us.
Thank you. It's a real privilege to be here. We were here only once before, and that was quite a while ago, and I believe it was in 1995. And ever since then, I wished for the opportunity to come here. And but it just seemed that as we would travel back and forth from South Africa, that it didn't fit in somehow for us to come this way. A few weeks ago, not many weeks ago, I had no idea that we would be in this country. We had talked about coming, especially because Barbara's father is turning 93 later this month, and we thought we really ought to see him. But then he spoke to us about he was considering coming to see us. Imagine at that age. And so we decided that we wouldn't make the trip. But then we received an invitation to be here this weekend, and that changed the whole picture. And it was only a week ago yesterday that we arrived from South Africa in the United States. So we've only been here just a week and a day in this country, and we went to Michigan where our relatives are, and where we had a car in storage, and we were able to rest up a few days, and then yesterday we got on the road, coming as far as Syracuse yesterday, and coming the rest of the day today. The rest of the journey today. And we've been looking forward to this. I've been really praying about this weekend, and so grateful for an opportunity to participate. And we're just trusting the Lord that His presence will be here and touch our hearts, and that He will be honored, that He will be glorified among us, and that it will be something that will touch, that will move our hearts and direct us and fulfill all that God has for us. That's our prayer. And so I just want to say we're happy to be here. We're so grateful. And when we arrived today, we found that our memory hadn't served us wrong, but it was really as beautiful as we thought it was. This whole area is just very lovely. And I think it's just a wonderful place for a camp, a wonderful place to come together and to spend time in the Lord's presence. So we're just happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I wonder if we couldn't sing, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. I went down to the boathouse before, and I heard that song. I said, oh, I like that song. Pilgrim through this barren land. So, Heidi, which one should we do there? It's 363 and 364. The slower one. Yeah, 363. Okay, good. 363. I think that's the one I was hearing. Yes. Let's stand.
Guide me, O Thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but Thou art mighty. Hold me with Thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven.
sing the last verse, which isn't in the book. Verse 4 was in a book that we had when I was a boy in church, and I don't like to sing this song without adding it. So listen, some of you know, because we do it at home. Care and doubting, C and D, right, that's easy. Care and doubting, gloom and sorrow, fear and shame are mine no more. Care and doubting, gloom and sorrow, fear and shame are mine no more. Faith knows naught of dark tomorrow, rhymes with sorrow. For my Savior goes before, rhymes with more, okay? I'm going to say it again, because the next two lines are easy. Songs of praises, the same as we had, I will ever give to thee. Okay, care and doubting, gloom and sorrow, fear and shame are mine no more. Faith knows naught of dark tomorrow, for my Savior goes before. Let's try it. Care and doubting, gloom and sorrow, fear and shame are mine no more. Faith knows not of dark tomorrow, for my Savior goes before. So